This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Tim Stanley, the founder and CEO of CarePoint, the world's first health-focused rewards program, platform, and network that puts consumers at the center of their own healthcare experience. Mr. Stanley, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It is great to be with you and your audience today.
And certainly is our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details. So for starters, explain what CarePoint is in detail.
Sure thing. Well, as you said, it's a first health-focused rewards program, which means many people are used to in travel or hospitality or entertainment or even financial services, it's a program around being rewarded for your healthcare and wellness experiences. So if you visit your doctor, your favorite gym, spa, eat healthy, do your workplace wellness program, or even follow the care plans that your doctor or your insurance company or your provider do. Each of those can be rewardable activities. You can earn what we call care points for those, and you can actually share that care across the entire network of all the different care point partners that we have. That's the value of the care point, the platform, and the network.
Also, if you would, tell us about the current healthcare landscape and how CarePoint can improve that as well.
Sure. Well, CarePoint was born of a couple of things. Number one, our current healthcare environment as Americans is, some would argue, one of the best in the world. And I think there are many cases where you can get some great healthcare, but not everybody gets always the same outcomes. And it's actually very costly. It's often very uncoordinated and even chaotic, we say, to the chronic extent. So healthcare is expensive. The average American is spending over $10,000 a year on healthcare and insurance alone. And then when you add in perhaps other things you're choosing to do by healthy food or maybe, you know, the gym or just trying to keep up with other needs you have in medications or pharmaceuticals and the like, the average family is spending a significant portion of their income, some 10 to even 20%. And most of us aren't getting a lot of value for that. And so we developed and built CarePoint in part to help that. As a consumer, how do you get more value? How do you get more for your healthcare? And then how do we actually improve that experience? With many of our healthcare environment today, we have high deductible plans that have been put into place. It's harder to, you know, figure out who's covering what and how much things actually cost and the like. So part of what we designed in is what we call, you know, care plans. You can pick simple things that you care about yourself. Perhaps you just want to sleep better or lose that 5 or 10 pounds before your class reunion, or you've got some real things that you or your doctor or dentist or others have said, you know, you should really kind of focus on to prevent chronic disease or be healthier. In each of those areas, you can develop a set of healthy habits. And through the CarePoint network and care plans, you can actually be rewarded along the way for those. Take steps, get your 10,000 steps in, track your Fitbit or your Apple Watch, make your doctor's appointments, do the follow-ups, live well, eat well, be healthy, and actually be rewarded for that. That's what we're ultimately trying to do, is make better healthcare awareness, improve engagement, and drive better outcomes, and perhaps even lower costs or help defray some of those costs for all of us involved.
Yeah, I got to say, that's quite clever. Now, from what your website tells us, one can use their points for a family doctor appointment, and they also earn points for their Amazon purchases as well, and that is an attention getter. What are some of the top partners members can earn and redeem points from?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've had the good fortune of working in what's called kind of CRM and rewards-based programs for airlines and hotels and whatever, and healthcare is unique. And so part of what we try to figure out is what are the cool things that we could do to earn points and to sort of pay for a number of these things from a consumer standpoint. So we started with a variety of partners, both online and local that you can engage with. So we have Target and Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, a number of different telehealth providers. One of the things we're trying to actually encourage or give access to more people is to make available different digital or telehealth options to engage with a practitioner, you know, online or through chat or video. So all there's about 400 partners in the CarePoint network and platform today. So all the ones I just mentioned are available. Similarly, we've launched in a couple of local markets now, and we do have your local doctor, local dermatologist, local dentist, spa, gym, healthy food place. So in each of these cases, you can actually make an appointment, accept an offer that they have to come in, make your appointment, take or try a service, follow up. And so in each of those cases, you can earn points from a variety of these online or local partners, and then you can redeem them either with that same partner or they're portable across the network. So for instance, you mentioned Amazon or Target. Target, I might choose to purchase a number of different things, earn my points, and redeem them back for my doctor or my dentist, or vice versa, or help my mom, in my case, or my daughter, who might need orthodontia, help defray some of those costs for a pair of glasses or orthodontia. So that's kind of the approach that we've taken, and I think the real key takeaway for folks is you can earn in so many ways and redeem anywhere across the network. Lastly, I would share with you one of my personal proudest moments with how we've developed this. You mentioned Amazon. It's one of our first big partners that we do a different version of Share the Care. So CarePoint is also committed to giving back to the community and helping people, you know, live better and healthier lives. So when you actually choose Amazon and go through CarePoint to make your Amazon purchases, you actually earn points for that activity, and it goes to a special pool of points that we actually donate to a variety of charitable causes. We've already done Children's Hospital of Orange County, Make-A-Wish Foundation, Toys for Tots, and we have a whole list of others that we'll be doing this year. So that's part of our ability to give back as well and help others in need.
Absolutely fantastic. Today we're speaking with Mr. Tim Stanley, the founder and CEO of CarePoint, the world's first health-focused rewards program, platform, and network that puts consumers at the center of their own healthcare experience. Here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Tell us, Mr. Stanley, how do points transfer over to dollars?
Again, a great question. So points are unique to CarePoint. So each CarePoint, it's spelled P-O-Y-N-T, and somewhat purposeful, so people can remember it and know that they're portable within all the CarePoint partners and network. Each point, each CarePoint, is worth a penny. So for those like me who are not always quickly good at math, I always think 100 points is a dollar, and I can remember that, or 1,000 points is $10. And so that's how I think about my earning and my redemption. So it's very simple. The points are kept track in our app on our website. So when you create a CarePoint account or do what's called join, J-O-Y-N, CarePoint, if the membership is free, you actually earn your first set of CarePoints for just joining and signing up. Today you get 500 points, $5 just for signing up. Now, when you have those points, you can actually earn more points for things like setting up a what we call a family click. You can add, in my case, my mom, my daughter. You can add your significant other, children, parents you may be taking care of. So you can actually get a few points for adding a click. You can also refer friends. So for up to five friends, you can get 50 points each for another 250 points. So all of those points are accumulated in your CarePoint account. You can quickly log into the app, or the website, or when you're at your doctor's office on the kiosk, you'll actually see those. We actually send out periodic emails too, letting you know you have points available and here's some things you could do with them. Then to redeem them, you can actually do quite a number of them online. You can redeem for electronic gift cards, again, Target, Whole Foods, Starbucks, if you so desire. But you can also use those points at many of our local partners, as I said. So you can get a great, you know, juice at Puro Vida, a great juice bar we have out here in Southern California. You can actually redeem it for a massage at Hylunia Wellness MD Spa, or you can actually visit a chiropractor or a dermatologist here in Southern California, and we're just launching in Las Vegas now with three new dentists and others. So you can actually take those points and use them locally at a variety of different locations as well. It automatically redeems out of your account, and you kind of then work on your next level of earning and on and on. And over time, we think you'll find you're going to have a variety of interesting options for yourself and others, and continue to earn and redeem points within the network of CarePoint partners, what we call the CarePoint community.
Well, Mr. Stanley, it certainly has been great to have had you with us and for sharing CarePoint with our listening audience. I'm sure our listeners want to know how they could sign up for CarePoint and how can one get further details online as well.
We'd love to have you join us. You can go to www.carepoint.com. And that's the quickest way. You'll also find us on Facebook and on Instagram and a number of other social deals. And if you happen to be in Las Vegas in Southern California, you'll find a number of local partners, and keep your eye on the website as we're expanding into more cities and markets locally. We just signed up our first partner in Kansas City and on and on. So stay tuned. A lot more CarePoint to come. But see us online and join the family.
Well, sounds like a plan. Again, Mr. Stanley, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much, and you all have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Tim Stanley, the founder and CEO of CarePoint, the world's first health-focused rewards program, platform, and network that puts consumers at the center of their own healthcare experience. And for further details, simply visit CarePoint.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.